a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
We had a lovely weekend, had one of our nephew's birthday parties yesterday, where we went to sort of a kids sort of thing and had fun. I'm not going to name businesses or whatever, had a great time, and then we went on to a pub and, you know, we had some lunch and there's a playground and the kids could play. It's like Lord of the Flies in those playgrounds.
Oh, yeah?
It's like every child for themselves.
But some injuries, pushing down.
Crying and ouchies and all that stuff. Goldie had hurt her knee in the previous sort of bit of the party, so she wasn't super involved, at least towards the end of the afternoon. In the playground, but Indy was in there, you know, having fun, big six girl now, running around on the slides, up and down, that sort of thing. And she comes out and she's quite upset and we're like,
oh,
what's up, babe? And we're literally, just for you know, we were supervising our children.
Yeah, of course you were. Well, amongst our table, the beers, and were there pokies there too?
Or? Our table was right up, like flush up against the fence of the playground.
Yeah.
Right, so I'm like literally sitting there watching the playground.
Yeah.
So I can't see what's going on inside the slides and stuff, but I can see the whole playground. Yeah.
Mate, there's no judgment. Like,
well, just so people will be like, well, you should be supervising.
No,
nah,
well, you can't. That's fine. Let them live a little, you know?
It's like, it's only so close to the playground that I can be until the kids.
No, you should be drinking beers on the slide. Yeah. That's what you should be doing.
It wouldn't be the first time. There's only so close that I can be before the children start picking on me.
Okay, you know? Yeah. Yeah.
You know, she comes out, she's quite upset, and we're like, what's going on? And she's like, a boy just said he was going to punch me in the face.
Pardon me?
Yeah. She's six. Six-year-old girl.
What?
And Carly is like, what? And I was like, what? And I was sort of like, wasn't part of the initial conversation, but then so Carly is like, show me. And I was like, oh, God, here we go.
Go, Mama Bear.
Yeah. Bang. Oh. Anyway, so Indy leads Carly around to like this bit, and Carly like sticks her head in a tunnel sort of thing.
Yeah.
And like 30 seconds later, not even, she sort of removes herself from head from the tunnel, and out comes like this kid who's almost as tall as me.
Yeah.
Probably like, I don't know, 11 or something, 11 or 12, and looking sheepish. And Carly's like, so what do you want to say? And he apologises.
Oh.
And his mum's right there. And she goes to me, what's going on? What are you? And I was like, well, he just said that he was going to punch her in the face. And so here's the moment, right?
Yeah.
Because, and I say that wondering how she's going to react, because a lot of parents will go into, well, you don't tell off my child. Who are you to discipline my child? Blah, blah, blah.
Really?
Yeah, a lot of parents. And parents I know will be like, I'm the only person that can tell off my child.
Look, I can't really comment because I don't have kids. And it must be a bit of a weird situation. But
it is a weird one. And obviously you don't go psycho on a kid, right?
Yeah.
Right? But you also need to be able to point out when behaviour is inappropriate.
Of course.
I would want, if my girls were being inappropriate, and I would want another adult, whoever's the adult on the scene, to be able to point that out to them, stop the behaviour, and then if there's any escalation required or further education required, then let us do it, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And fortunately, the mum was like, why would you say that? Blah, blah, blah. And like,
oh, good.
Right? Yeah. So that's good. Now, you know, she took him off and that's fine. So thank you for that, right? But I said to Carly, I was like, what did you say? Because like I expected, boom, like going in there hard.
Yeah.
And she's like, no, I didn't tell him off. I just said to him, did you just tell someone that you were going to punch him in the face? And he's like, yeah. She goes, do you think that was a good idea?
Yeah.
He goes, oh, nah. She goes, sure, do you think I should talk to your parents about that? He's like, oh, nah.
Yeah.
She goes, well, what do you think you should do? He's like, oh, I'll say sorry. And she goes, yeah, all right, out you get then.
Bless her.
But she nailed it.
She absolutely nailed it.
Because I'd be in there like, come on, bro. We're the same size. I know you're 11, but we're the same size.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Let's do this.
He's more savvy than a yabby. A selfish little shellfish. K-Rock's own Shrimp Shrimp Pimp. Welcome to Lingy's Prawn Tank.
What?
This is where we pitch you business ideas, Cameron, and you say yes. We will give you the startup money you require to get that business off the ground, Tom.
Oh, God.
And Loggy's here.
It's like Shark Tank, but you're more prawn than shark.
That's right.
Okay, but what did you call me?
A selfish
shellfish.
Yeah.
K-Rock's own shrimp pimp.
A shrimp.
Mate, you got the money.
Okay, so who's pitching what? You guys are pitching me on something.
Well, it depends. Whoever has ideas. Could be both of us, could be one of us. Today, Tom's got a great one for you.
It may never be Loggy. When we came up with the idea, she's like, well, I'm not doing that.
No, I didn't. I just said, I don't know if I could do that every week.
That's fine.
Okay, hit me with it then.
Do
you want me to take it really seriously and tell you if it's a good idea or bad idea?
So this stemmed from that time we had came up with the idea for Pocket Nuggets.
I love how you said we.
No, you and I had a conversation about it, and we're like, actually, we should pitch it to Lingy and pretend like it's a Shark Tank thing.
Absolutely.
Are you okay?
No, mate, you know me.
I absolutely destroyed that idea.
Yeah.
I'm glad you
I mean, you
didn't
got
go
bogged
ahead.
Down in the technical side of it, which we weren't getting bogged down in.
Okay.
We figured we would work out the technology.
Okay, so we're getting bogged down in ideas. Tell me you've got something
better than that now. Go.
Oh, it's a spin off.
Of the Nugs?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Oh. Yeah.
So at the pub yesterday with the kids, having lunch with them. You know, they're all over the shop, they're back and forth, and they're starting to tank, as you would know. They get the energy levels drop down, and you need to prop them up with some sugar.
Yep.
Or you need to, incentivize good behavior.
Do you reckon he's ever heard of what an elevator pitch is?
It's not.
You got to pitch it quick enough.
30 seconds.
Yeah, 30 seconds.
30 seconds.
Oh, my God. Woosa.
The tank is running out of bubbles?
And this close, if either of you would do something.
Hey, I come up with a name.
Sugar, go.
Prawn Tank.
So the pocket nuggets you didn't love.
Nah, hate
what
them.
About? What about the pocket sundae? What about if?
Can you stop trying to lure children into your pocket?
No, mate.
Pocket
sundae.
Have
Sunday. Children and know that you need to pull things out of nowhere. Pull things literally out of orifices to be able to get out of a situation.
What's its packaging?
So I'm imagining sort of two scoops, right? So sort of a little plastic container that is like two ball-shaped attached.
Yep.
Like almost like a figure eight sort of thing. The lid opens inside, two scoops of ice cream, bit of, sauce on it or whatever, and some
topping.
Sprinkles.
So it's a pocket
topping.
Milkshake?
No, it's top scoops of ice cream.
How are you keeping them? Without melting.
Get out of the tank. You're not the prawn.
Sorry. Sorry.
Get out of my tank.
Well, my uncalled for assistant has a decent question.
G'day. I'm the hermit crab.
If I can make nuggets hot, then I've got the technology frozen.
You can't make nuggets hot, by the way, but at least your pockets would keep them semi-lukewarm.
Yeah.
But it would literally melt the ice cream using the same thought process as keeping nuggets slightly warm.
Dry ice. Whatever, man. Don't
feed
get bogged
dry
down.
Dry ice to children. Actually, so, I'm back on Tom. Yeah, Lingy.
Can I say this? And this is
scoops.
A general observation on the show. Okay? If, as you've got up on the board, Prawn Tank is going to be a regular segment where you pitch me ideas, do not bring idiotic brain dead ideas to the table.
Wow.
Really leaning into that shark sort of role.
So you're not going to
invest in that. And in fact, I may march down the other end of the building and have a conversation about whether or not you should still be employed by K-Rock.
Maybe
that
it's just a non-pocket idea.
You can do that. Guess who's at the other end of the building? Me. G'day. Welcome into my office. What are you going to tell me?
This is the idea Tom came up with. I want him out of here.
Genius.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
It was my brother and his wife's baby shower on the weekend.
Ah,
so exciting. Congrats to Chris and Bridget. And Chris is a twin with Kim, right? And they both live in They bought a block of property, and one lives in one townhouse with his wife, and Kim lives in the townhouse with her husband, right? So cute.
Oh, that is cute.
So cute.
Do you know what's
so
beautiful? That they actually pulled the trigger and went ahead and got married.
Yes, I know.
So followed through. Well done. Beautifully handled by them.
I'll get there. Anyway, so Kim and Nath hosted the baby shower for Chris and Bridget, and they did everything. And Kim's like did all the flowers and like all the theme and everything. And I'm just like, I can't do that. I don't know how people theme things and organize things, because I just, my anxiety just too much. So I said, oh, like I've been asking, what do you need help with? What do you need help with? And Kim said, you know what? You can be on mocktail duty. Because
that's important.
There's obviously, you know, pregnant woman there and possibly other people that don't drink. And so I'm like, okay, I'm on mocktail duty.
Did you do the standard mocktail thing where you still charge $18 for it?
Isn't that the worst? It's like, this is juice, yeah?
Yeah.
Like, oh, that angers me so much. No, but I made like a fruit punch, like with cranberry and ginger ale and fruit and everything. And that was really nice. And that was really easy, right? That was a bit of a hit.
And so you just left the bowl there.
Like, no, so she had those jugs that you can like fill up and then you, nice. You dispense your own, right? And you were worried about the fruit going to the bottom.
It but does because it blocks up the tap.
No, it floated on top,
oh,
so it was all good.
Nice.
All good. But
no booze, other, that's
yeah, maybe that's why. But the other one that I wanted to make, and for those that are looking to make mocktails in a bulk order, I'd say it's pretty difficult. Because unless you make a punch, then everything else is very punch-based. Everything else is like, just put juice with some fizz in it. I'm like, well, I've already got that.
Yeah.
So I need something else.
What do you
got? I found a recipe for a bulk pina colada. Right? And I thought, you can't go wrong with a pina colada. And so it's pineapple juice, and then coconut milk.
Hey.
Right?
Yeah.
And so they were kind of like, you should make it beforehand. But then other people were like, no, you kind of need to blend it and then serve it straight away. I'm like, it'll be fine. The first issue I ran into was that everything was set up. And so I went into the butler's pantry there and I was filling up. I blended it at Mum's house and had it in the blender and then brought it to the party.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
And then because I was like, I don't want to make a mess, right? And so I put it into the jug, but the stopper wasn't on the jug.
Oh,
so it all just started pouring out. And you
bottom.
Know me, flight, freeze or fight.
Fight or flight.
So I'm a freeze. So I just froze. And so and then I sucked my finger in the hole in the jug and it kept coming out. And I'm like, Mum! And pina colada just went all over the floor.
Over
everything. Mum comes and she's like, right. She grabs a towel, fixes it all up, puts a lid on and then turns it on its side. And I was like, oh, thank God, And so after that, I was like, okay, that's fine. And I'm like, I'm sorry, Kim. I'm sorry, mate. She's like, no, it's all good. It's all good.
I love that you were trying not to make a mess so you wouldn't use her blender.
Yeah.
But then you spilled it all over.
All over the floor, all the cupboards, all over me. Anyway.
Did anyone taste it?
Well, so then I had the rest of it there and I thought, that's fine. I've still got more to fill a jug. Great. And I got my older sister, I got Kristen to taste it. She's like, this tastes really good. I'm like, excellent. Okay, cool. And I set it up on the table and then people were drinking it and then all of a sudden people weren't drinking it, and that's because you can't make bulk pina colada because it just split.
Separates,
and it was like, and it was like really thick coconut milk on top.
Delicious.
And then juice on the bottom. Oh. And it was the worst thing. It was just, and I feel so bad because the rest of the party was just immaculate.
Yeah,
and then you look over and you see this thick coconut milk sitting in the sun.
Can't you just shake it? Can't you like...
Yeah, I got a big spoon. I got a spoon and kept...
Just kept stirring.
Yeah, put my arm in the jug and just really mixing it around. I'm like, there you go, guys. Deal with my strong hand. Yeah. They're loving it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so at the end of the night, punch, gone. Pina colada, still there.
God, I don't know why you tell people you can't organise things, mate. You're just...
It's like,
I don't know.
What is wrong?
There's no examples.
I know.
Let's just enjoy this. So I waited with high hopes. And she walked in the place. I knew her smile in an instant. I knew the curve of her face. It was my own lovely lady. And she said, oh, it's you. Then we laughed for a moment. I said, I never knew that you like pina coladas and getting caught in the rain and the feel of the ocean.
taste of champagne. If you like making love at midnight in the dunes on the Cape, you're the lady I look for. Come with me and escape.
Song is about two people cheating on each other and then finding, meeting up and realising, oh, we're both cheating on each other with each other.
Yeah, let's ignore that.
Let's ignore it and just love pina coladas together.
Fun fact. So good, mate. Glad we came back and talked over the last
you
chorus.
You were so impressed. You didn't know that.
Yeah, but you were like, oh, it's just music for the rest of the bit. I can talk over it. And then he started singing another chorus, which was the good bit.
I thought
it
was necessary.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
We are talking the times that you've souvenired something. You've been somewhere and you just thought, oh, wouldn't that look good back in my house? Because on the weekend, the Sheffield Shield final took place between Queensland and South Australia. In Adelaide, South Australia won. Congratulations. The home fans have run out onto the pitch to celebrate. The players are happy. But there's one part of cricketing code that one punter in particular didn't stick to. The stumps, they're off limits. The players can grab those out of the ground. That's their little souvenir to say congratulations, we won. However, one guy has hit the bolt, grabbed the middle stump out of the ground. Security have set off after him. He's running with a big big baton, oversized relay baton, made it over the fence, been tackled by security guard, headlock, as they've wrestled that stump free to give back to the players. And it just got us thinking, when have you souvenired something? What have you grabbed?
I'm so surprised he didn't swing it, like, in defence. Like, oh, stay away, stay back, stay back, stay back.
Lightsaber-like, Star Wars.
Yeah, I've got a pointy piece of wood here.
So, what have you souvenired? What have you scored for yourself? We've got a couple of callers. Jess from Lara is on the line. Good morning, Jess.
Good morning, guys. How are you going?
Yeah, we're good. What did you souvenir, mate?
When I was about 19 years old, I think I was, my boyfriend at the time took me to Village Cinema Gold Class and didn't realise that they brought you drinks and food and stuff like at any stage through the movie that you asked for. And I was like, yeah, halfway through the movie, can you bring me some M&Ms, please? So they brought it to me halfway through and it came in like this really fancy martini glass.
Yeah.
And it was like really cool looking. It had like a spiral colour through it and everything like that. I was like, that's really sick. I love that. So at the end of the movie, I was like, I'm going to tax that because we keep the call. And I was like, I'm going to tax that. So I put it under my jacket and I walked out and I realised when I got to the front of the cinema, like at like the outside the door, that the M&M, because I still had some M&Ms in it because it was quite a big glass.
Yeah.
I had it tilted, so I had like a little trail of M&Ms walking.
Did you get stopped?
No.
Nah.
No, but I just thought, well, I quickly ran after that because I thought, oh, my God, I've done the Hansel and Gretel thing and I've left the trail behind me.
All the way to your car, in the car park. That's amazing.
Yes, that's amazing. I love hearing tax again.
Yes.
I haven't heard that for ages.
They taxed it.
Yeah, love it. Fiona in Highton, what about you? What did you souvenir?
Or tax.
Look, mine was also from the cinemas, but when Shrek was released, we went to see Shrek at Reading Cinemas and we come out and there was a life-size picture of Princess Fiona stuck on the glass door. Obviously, Fiona, and I'm also a redhead, and I thought, I'm going to take that home with me. So I peeled it off and started walking out. The security chased me through the car park into the ground to get their $2 poster back.
Oh.
And ever since then, all the posters at Reddings have been put up high above the glass door.
Oh, so no one my knows. God, Fiona.
You ruined it for everyone.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955, weekday mornings from 6.